So outside of a clinical trial, should we use bevacizumab beyond progression? And my answer is in between. So I'll give you two different scenarios. I would consider bevacizumab in a patient who appears to have some benefit from bevacizumab in frontline therapy. Outside of a clinical trial, I would always encourage you to randomize patient in the clinical trial. In this patient that I'm thinking of, a long progression-free survival, slow progression on a maintenance therapy with 5-FU leucovorin bevacizumab, it's a very different patient than a patient who had a rapidly progressing tumor in frontline therapy, where apparently this VEGF inhibition mechanism did not really work as well. So just to give you the kind of spectrum of potential clinical situations that I would use as a guideline to see whether I'd use bevacizumab beyond progression.
I'll ask you the same thing that I asked Rich. If you can think of a couple patients in your practice where you confronted this decision, maybe to give us a better clinical idea about how you approach this. Dan, what's your take on these BRIGHT data? Of course, it was a registry situation. We need prospective data, but what was your take on it?
I mean, we just submitted that to JCO. That might be a
tricky
question.
There you go. He's the editor.
Just making you a clue if it's going to be accepted.
I was just online. I rejected it.
You've pressed the button.
A priority reject.
Okay, good.